guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And Brad, a two-sided trading day. We started the overnight session a little softer, then we firmed at the open and for maybe the first hour or so, and then started fading here. And we're going to close lower pretty much across the board.
Yeah, we saw corn and beans make new highs for the new year here before selling off. Funds continue to buy corn and soybeans while basis levels kind of crash for corn, beans, and soybean meal. Biofuel margins for both ethanol and biodiesel are now in the red. So it's going to be, this is not a cash-driven rally. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Is it more on the demand side or just fun money movement?
I think it's fun money movement. I mean, demand for corn was very good all fall and early winter here, but some of the thought is that may be front-end loaded here by people trying to beat the Trump tariffs if they get put on. And that's the other question. This morning Trump said something about a 10% tariff on China right away, and we'll see how they respond to that. Also, there was a report that China was rejecting some Brazilian beans they had recently purchased in for phytosanitary reasons, which was an old trick of China's also. So that kind of weighed on the market, put a little pressure on the market also.
Yeah. And then we had a flash sale of corn to unknown.
Yeah, like I said, the corn, demand has been good, but we'll have to see if it stays up here as South American corn becomes readily available. Not really readily available for another month or two, and the safrinha crop won't be harvested till June, July. But, like I said, a lot of the stuff may be front-end loaded, but we'll see. Soybean harvest is really starting to advance in northern Brazil here as they dry out a little bit. And southern Brazil, Argentina should see some rain. May have also put a little pressure on the market today.
How about livestock? What happened there?
Well, same story, different tune there. New highs in feeder cattle and live cattle. Open interest went way up yesterday. Funds probably holding a record long in live cattle futures here after the last couple of days, too. We'll see what that says on Friday. But, funds continue to buy these cattle. Cash remains relatively strong. And, hogs were kind of a reluctant follower. They were lower earlier this morning and ended up closing a little higher.
Anything else we should be aware of or talking about?
No, we got the cattle on feed report on Friday. Otherwise, the energy market, kind of quiet today. Crude down 24 cents a barrel. Products down a little. Natural gas up 15 to 20 cents.
Brad Paulson with Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.